On today's Technobabble, what is a live stream and why in the world would your church want to do it?
This is Technobabble, your weekly source for church video and graphics news, perspectives, tips, and tricks. And now here's your host, Paul Clifford.
Hi, welcome again to another episode of Technobabble. This is the show where every week we talk about church video and graphic design. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'm your host, and I'd love for you to join the conversation. So head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact. Or right below the video, if you're watching that, you can just leave a message, whether you're watching on YouTube or on trinitydigitalmedia.com. Also, hit me up on Twitter if you'd like, Paul Allen Cliff, PaulAlanCliff, and that will absolutely get a hold of me as well. So I've been live streaming for a while now. In fact, every day at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, I do these live streams. So I've started to pick up some things. I've started writing for Church Production Magazine. I've started just basically doing streaming. And I thought that I would share basically what a live stream is, and secondly, why I think that your church should do it, and maybe couple of reasons why you shouldn't. So first, what's a live stream? Now, a live stream is different from just a video stream. I did an install for a church a couple of years ago, and they said, yeah, we want to do streaming. I had to clarify, because in my mind, streaming is live streaming. But what they meant was, we want to have videos online that people can watch, but not necessarily download as they're watching. So I guess there's kind of three levels, if you want to think of it this way. One, you download the video, watch it whether you've got internet access or not. Two, you stream the video. This is what YouTube does, what Vimeo does, Wistia, some of these other companies. And in this case, you have the video, you're watching the video, but if you lose internet connection midway through the video, it's just gone. Number three is a live stream. Now, a live stream is probably the closest that I could describe it, is it's like live television. Live television, when you're watching it, unless you're recording it or you've got some other mechanism to save it, if the power goes out, if someone trips over a cord, if somebody sits on the remote at the wrong time, you've lost that piece of the video. It's just gone in the ether. Gone. So that's the downside. The positive side of this is that live streaming provides an immediacy. It provides a community of people that can experience something at the same time. So even though the videos are pre-recorded when it comes to a live stream, when it comes to television, typically, the fact that there are so many people watching them at the same time means that the next day at work, around the water cooler, they can have conversations. The downside of this is, for live television, if you don't live in the right place or have the right cable package, you just can't get it. So for years I used to watch Tech TV, except I never had cable, or I never had a cable subscription that included it. And this got on my last nerve, because I didn't want any of the other channels, I just wanted Tech TV. But in order to get it, I would have to pay extra. And not just a little extra, not like $5 a month, which would have been fine. I had to pay like $20, $30 extra a month to get this one channel that I wanted. Well, that was the downside of the cable television model. The over-the-air broadcast model, the downside is if you don't live in specifically the right area, it's kind of hard to get. So right now, if I don't have cable television, so if I put an antenna on top of my television, I live within 20 miles of every single television station in my area. But I can really only get two, despite the fact that I have access to about seven or eight. And that's because I don't live exactly in the right spot. So that's another downside. Live streaming doesn't have these downsides. If you have access to a fast enough cable connection, or internet connection rather, whether it's DSL, cable modem, even 4G, LTE, 3G, you can even get it. If you have a fast enough connection, then you can absolutely get this content wherever you are. So it doesn't matter if you are right next door to the person that's live streaming or if you're on the opposite side of the world as far away as you could be. As long as you've got an internet connection and it's not being blocked for some reason, you can get this. In a lot of ways, live streaming is better than television. Now, it doesn't have the reputation that television does. And that's because there's a much lower barrier of entry. I can start live streaming for almost nothing. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now. As I'm recording this, I'm live streaming, and I have my live streaming host. I've got my connection to the internet. I've got some software. I've got a laptop. I've got a webcam. And I can live stream. Now, is this the setup that I'd recommend for your church? Probably not, because I'm 2 feet from my camera. If you use this as exact same camera in your church, it's going to be way too far. Way, way, way too far away from the pastor to make out any details at all, especially given that most people are going to be watching it either on a very small screen, like their phone or their tablet, or they're going to be watching it on a very large screen like the like a television. The reason that this is bad is on the large screen there's not enough resolution, and on the small screen the picture itself is too small. So a webcam isn't the right choice, but we'll talk about that on a future episode. So that's what a live stream is. It's delivering live video over the internet where people can watch it at a specific time and they can engage with that content with other people that are watching it at a specific time. This is perfect for the church because you can actually foster a sense of community online. I know a lot of people don't think that's the case, but it absolutely is. Now, is that as good as being in the same physical location as other people? Probably not. Is it better than watching it on television where you have no connection to the other people involved? Yeah, it's much better than that. So I think that we have a unique opportunity in the church to do live streaming right now and really reach people that we couldn't reach before. So why should your church do live streaming? Your church should do live streaming to reach out to people that they couldn't reach before, to help people that can't get out to the live service, and to provide an entry point for people that maybe are considering going to your church, but they want to know what to expect first. So they don't want to show up dressed up too much or too little. They don't want to show up to a place that specializes in country music when they're more rock and roll. they just have all these things going on in their heads about why they want to show up and why they don't. So this would enable them to sample the service before they actually drive to your church and show up. So that's a good reason to do some live streaming. Maybe in the future we'll talk a little bit more about reasons not to do it, but right now the one that just pops right into my head is, if you are looking for a scapegoat for why your numbers sometimes lower or raise, which, by the way, is a symptom of you being too much about numbers. If you're looking for a scapegoat, please do not live stream, because the moment you lose attendance, you'll blame the live stream. You'll say, well, people are just watching the live stream, so we really need to cut that out. And I've had many, 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 many interactions with people that have said, yeah, we need to cut out our live stream because too many people are going to that instead of going to our live service. I think that's a symptom. That's not the cause. So that's one reason why you wouldn't want a live stream. So what's a live stream? Live video delivered over the internet. Why should you do it? You can reach people that you couldn't reach before. Why should you not use it? Well, one reason is if you're looking for a scapegoat. So I hope that that helps you. I hope that you can come together with all these great ideas about how you can use live streaming as you're going on out and changing eternity. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to drop me a line, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com, or give me a call, 1-877-763-3246. That's 1-877-POD-ECHO. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, thumbs up, do all that great stuff. It really helps the show. If you'd like to subscribe to the video or the audio, which is delivered automatically while you sleep to your computer, your iPhone, your Android device, heck, we'll even do Windows Media or Windows phones. If you've got a podcatcher app, head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/subscribe. Subscribe on YouTube, that's cool as well. And until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.